How to design a freeform computer that literally doubles as your desktop. Inspiration often comes from unexpected sources. Like, for instance, the power button on my computer case suddenly jamming because it's inexplicably misaligned with the opening. Because my attempts to realign the button with a screwdriver were unsuccessful, I finally popped off a drive bay cover so that I could push the button up from the inside to gain back functionality. The faulty power button, marred by several prying attempts, I considered purchasing myself a shiny new case to mitigate the problem, but the inconvenience of the situation raised new questions. Why have a case at all? It's an unsightly block that doesn't provide much value other than protecting the computer components. Furthermore, if it's always going to be stationary and mounted on or beside a desk, why not incorporate it into the desk? So, how do you transform a desktop computer into an actual desktop? Stage 1, conceptualization. As with many projects, the design process started by browsing Google image searches and scribbling some thoughts in a notebook. Many computer desk designs are black boxes topped with glass slabs and arrays of shimmering LEDs that will keep your room glowing blue well into your pre-morning nooponing sessions, note beer cooler and panoramic monitors not included, but highly recommended. Establish guidelines for a freeform computer design: cost, time, size and shape. At this stage, the key is to prioritize the design features that you value most and determine the overall aesthetic you would like to achieve. I also recommend establishing a budget and timeline to keep your goals realistic. In my case, I budgeted $200 and 2 to 3 months worth of spare time. The budget allocated determines your material choices, so due to my relatively low budget, I went with wood and plexiglass. Like any undertaking, you should also understand your design constraints. Geometrically, my limiting factors were the height of the graphics card and the water cooler, which each stood at about 5 inches. I also wanted the components to be protected from spills, and the top had to support the weight of my arms, as well as a monitor and peripherals. Find inspiration for your freeform computer design. I further benefited from soliciting my architect friend for advice, who also helped with fabrication, and ultimately we opted for a look inspired by this Caterpillar trestle table design. Caterpillar trestle table by Kawamura Ganjavian. Stage 2, trial and error. Planning is the key to keeping projects on track and on budget. I find the designs often evolve throughout the execution phase, so I opted for an iterative design process to ensure that I'd be satisfied with the final product. Physically exhaust the layout options for computer components. Try laying out the components without cables first to understand how the larger objects will sit in the space. Then, add the cables and experiment with different orientations. I found that placing the power supply unit in a centralized location worked well as it was in close proximity to the other components. For ports and components requiring external contact, such as a DVD drive, consider the ease of accessibility. If you're using fans, also consider the direction of airflow to optimize cooling. Practice the design on a cheap test surface before using your final materials. We sketched out the final design on a trace paper grid before transferring it to a plywood test surface. Then we fabricated, assembled, and fine-tuned the design to satisfaction. Starting point: cleaning and disassembling the computer. At this stage, remember that if things haven't turned out as planned, you can always go back to the drawing board, quite literally, and at least you won't have ruined your final materials. Stage 3, fabrication reflection. Once the layout is finalized, fabricate the table base, surface, legs and any other components that you've included. Although it depends on the choice of materials and complexity of design, the final fabrication should be relatively quick, as you've already worked out the kinks in the trial and error stage. How much did it actually cost to build a freeform computer desk? In my case, the tabletop was fashioned from Russian birch, $25 at Home Depot, which we drilled, beveled, and sanded for smoothness. We used quarter-inch clear plastic rods, $8 at McMaster Car, to support the plexiglass top, $100 at Home Depot. The transparent top showcases the components nicely, and the sides were left open to provide good airflow. We mounted the top on trestle legs made from 1-inch dowels, $30 at Home Depot, cut at various angles and mounted on blocks to support the table base. Finished freeform computer table. Including the cost of miscellaneous supplies and the test board, the overall cost came in just under $200. The project took close to 4 months in total span, although the actual time spent working on the table, from design to fabrication, was about 40 hours. Consider the areas for improvement and plan them into version 2.0. Overall, I was quite pleased with the result, but I learned a few lessons along the way. Next time, for instance, I'd like to reduce the profile of the table by eliminating the water cooler, which is no longer needed for cooling with the significant improvement in airflow, and adding a PCIe extension ribbon to lay the graphics card flat. I also found that the flexibility of the small plastic rods resulted in a degree of wobbliness, which could be improved with a more rigid material. Finally, I've pictured the table here without peripherals to more effectively illustrate the design, but I think it's best suited to a wall-mounted monitor and speakers to keep the surface uncluttered. Wondering how to build a computer in the first place? If you're interested in building a freeform computer table and you've never assembled a computer from scratch, I highly this guide from Tom's Hardware. Just skip the part about mounting the components in the case and follow your design intuition. Good luck in your freeform computer building adventures, and I'd love to see your designs.